Now, the rest of the story. Back in 1982, Mike Robbins was vacationing in Charleston, South Carolina. While back home in California, Mike's mother-in-law was house-sitting for him and his wife. And early one morning, while the Robbinses were still on vacation, Mike's mother-in-law telephoned. She was frantic. About 2 a.m. California time, there'd been a loud knocking at the door. She'd gone to see who it was, and by the time she reached the door, whoever had knocked was gone, but had left behind two orphans, two young sisters, abandoned on the doorstep. So what the woman wanted to know was, what should she do now? Well, Mike was silent for a moment. Notifying authorities would just complicate things, he decided, and there was plenty of room in that big old rambling house in the Napa Valley, plenty of room for two little ones to romp and play. The Robbinses could raise them as their own, Mike thought, and no one would be the wiser, and perhaps no one would even care. So Mike instructed his mother-in-law to care for the two orphans until he returned home. Everything would be all right, he assured her. And this is the rest of the story. The Robbinses named the two sisters Margot and Mirso. From the beginning, Mike and his wife loved them very much, and the orphans returned this affection enthusiastically. But as time passed, Mike grew concerned. Margot and Mirso were not responding as they should. Sometimes it was though they could not even hear him. A routine test confirmed the sisters' hearing was fine. It was, in fact, acute. So that left a depressing possibility. Mike's newly adopted little ones were learning disabled. They were retarded. He confided this fear to his wife. Her eyes grew wide. The sisters had seemed completely normal in most ways, but then again, if they really were retarded, it would perhaps explain their abandonment. And then Mike got a desperation inspiration. And listen to this. He took Margot and Mirso into the large backyard and introduced them to the gardeners. Spanish-speaking gardeners. And one of the men, his name was Javier, said hello. Mike said no in Spanish. So Javier again began speaking Spanish to little Margot and Mirso, and what do you know, they responded. The sisters had been raised in a Spanish-speaking household. They'd been left on the doorstep of English-speaking foster parents. The mystery had been solved. Now, that was 4 years ago. As it turned out, Margot and Mirso are highly intelligent young ones, not the slightest deficient, as Mike had once imagined, and the Robbins family is happily ever aftering in the rambling house in the Napa Valley. You might know the Robbins property, Spring Mountain, by its television name, Falcon Crest. And if you're ever in the neighborhood and you hear the sounds of happy children playing, it won't be Margot or Miso. That's because they're not children at all. You see, the orphan sisters abandoned on the Robbins' doorstep, the little ones who first understood only Spanish, are a mix of Ridgeback and Bloodhound. They're dogs. And now you know the rest of the story.